Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, this is Chicago's Afternoon News. It is 3:48. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is with us, and Mary Vandeveld and Kevin Powell, and all the calls that are coming in. Okay, go ahead, Rochelle. Give me your age without telling me a number.
The German Olympics, overseen by Hitler, was bragging about the Aryan race, and of course, the Americans outdid them with Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll get back to our next guest and more of your calls coming up. The Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience at their dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. And Sherman, how are you today?
Oh, I'm super awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Sherman Thomas, Dilla, the Chicago historian. Would you be able to tell us your age without giving us numbers?
Let's see. Sure, I believe the Jacksons, because they were not the Jackson 5s at that point, released Can You Feel It?
Oh, my gosh. You're before the Jackson 5.
Well, no, after.
Oh, it's after. Oh, that's right, because they had already. Yeah. That's right. Michael had moved on. So tell everybody what you do. I know that we watch Black History Verified Saturdays at 1:30 on the CW 26. I don't know why I say the CW. I just always have. Maybe that's an age thing for me. But tell everybody about your show.
Oh, well, I'm definitely glad you asked. And so the good folks at WCIU thought it was a great idea to highlight like lesser known Black Chicagoans who've done awesome things for the city and ultimately for the country, right? And you know, no knock on Harry Washington. I'm like a real big Harry Washington fan, but typically in Black History Month, as it relates to Chicago, it's like Harry Washington and then Obama got a start here, and then boom, we're, you know, thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. And there's so much other awesome Black Chicagoans who have done amazing things here in Chicago. And then more to the point, Chicago is just so important to the country. So on this show, we're highlighting those African-Americans who matter to us.
Sherman, it's Steve. How are you, man?
Ah, my good buddy, Mr. Bertrand. I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. You know, my favorite stories of yours are when you take some citizens, Black citizens here in Chicago, talk about the influence they've had here, but how it actually grows to become a national influence. I mean, tell me about some of that.
Well, absolutely. So particularly, right, even in some of the cases on this show, take my favorite Chicagoan, Earl B. Dickerson. All across the country, America had racial covenants, meaning that it was prohibited. You couldn't sell your house or rent to African-Americans. But Earl B. Dickerson won the first case in the all the way at the Supreme Court that set the precedent. And that's how racial covenants eventually were won in the Supreme Court. Each case kept building on that precedent that was set by Earl B. Dickerson. And so that doesn't just affect African-Americans here in Chicago. If you find if you're like from Southeast Asia, if you're from India, if you're from just a number of places, you too could have been discriminated against in housing. And a Black dude from Chicago made it so that, you know, you can have awesome neighbors and we can have barbecues together and play dope music together.
Is it true that you're so big now that you've got people?
I got one person. I don't got people. And V does a great job of making. Well, see, what I was doing is like, say I got a Zoom with somebody. So the Zoom ends at 1:30. I would make the next Zoom at 1:30. Like, you can't do that. You need a. So I don't know that, though. I'm a historian, not a business person. So I got somebody helping me with that.
Talk to me about your TikToks. Are they getting picked up by Netflix? Are you going to do a show?
Well, so I'm working with the good homie Thomas Lennon, who Reno 911 fame, Chicago and / Oak Park resident, and we're creating a show for a streaming service.
Oh,
right, so Chris Witowski is the producer of Chicago Party Ant, and we're in partnership with his production company. But that's how like those things work. Like a production company writes a pilot, a treatment, they shoot it, and then they present it to a streaming company. Chris Witowski just has already a deal with Netflix, so. It makes sense that anything that comes out of his house will probably be disseminated there. But having said that, if WGN buys me a Range Rover right now, I'll probably shut it down.
This is Sherman Thomas, a.k.a. Dilla, the Chicago historian. You see him on TikTok. You see him on CW and well-known as a historian in Chicago. And you say black history is Chicago history. Who is making history in Chicago right now, today? Who do you think is doing something that historians will remember 50 years from now?
I mean, that's an awesome question. The work that my block, my neighborhood, my city is doing in violence prevention is going to be remarked in 50 years. Someone's going to say, like, hey, they were really, really trying. I think the business community, people like Charles Smith, who's at the Black Leadership Council, also Jim Reynolds, like, their willingness to put their money behind black businesses is going to be dope. I think like Chance the Rapper is doing dope stuff. Those people need to be acknowledged. And me, right? I think I'm trying my best to uplift the city. I hope I get acknowledged too.
Absolutely. That's why as we honor Black History Month, we wanted you on. So where did your love for history come from for people who aren't familiar with you?
Oh, man, somebody was just asking me that, and I was like, and the way that they was asking me, I was like almost in a full ugly cry. It's like, it's certainly my dad. I was just, someone was asking me about how I learned of Earl B. Dickerson, and the face he made when I said I hadn't heard of him was so insulting. He drove me to these different places, and, I even remember the route he took to take us on those places, and so... he was a Chicago policeman for 32 years, and he was a part of a few different historical details, Harold Washington, Senator Mosley, Bryan, Bobby Rush. And, like, those people, all they talk about is history. And so they kick kids out of the room, Eugene Sawyer. But I always wanted to stay in the room. And the second that I could, like, answer questions, like, oh, man, I got to stay. So it comes from that.
Sherman, I wonder if I ever met your dad, because I used to follow all those politicians all the time, especially Mayor Washington and then Eugene Sawyer. Wouldn't that be a wild twist?
You absolutely have. He just wasn't the big name, but he was a part of he eventually became the vice president of the African-American Police League. But in the 80s, it was Howard Sapho and those guys. But, yeah, he was there at all that stuff, that's for sure.
So is your dad before bulletproof vests, before they were required to wear them?
And again, I don't want to, like, make myself sad, but that's why he's not here with us now anymore. He was before, like, right now, cars come with some version of UV protection on your windshield. Even if you don't got tint, it's still embedded in the glass UV protection for the sun rays. And when he joined the police department, the motorcycles didn't have it. The squad cars didn't have it. And so he eventually got eye cancer from his early career of driving so much windshield time without sunglasses in the unprotected UV car. So yeah, he was an old school cop.
Yeah, David Hochberg has a show here called Home Sweet Home Chicago, and tomorrow he's going to do a vest-a-thon to raise $200,000 to buy 400 bulletproof vests for Chicago cops and their dogs, and I think it's a worthwhile cause. So anyone listening that supports that Chicago vest, Chicago or cpdvest.com, and so we're going to continue to follow you on TikTok. I hope you do get hooked up with that streaming service, and of course you can watch he's giggling, he knows. You can watch Sherman Dilla Thomas, Black History Verified, Saturdays at 1:30 on CW26. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Tell your people we said hello, Sherman.
Me, guys.
Make sure you tell your people hi.
Tell that lady. V, they say hi.
Have a good day.